Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Here we go. Friday afternoon. Everybody's in a real good mood, and I'm sure you are as well. Thank you so much for having us on today. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Austin is all ramped, ready to go. He's got an excellent forecast. You will not believe the weekend forecast. You thought Alan Strom did a great job. Wait till you hear Alan.
Yeah, he's got nothing on me.
Absolutely. So let's go ahead, Austin, dive into three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Drag queens will be featured during the upcoming holiday season in downtown Pensacola. On Thursday evening, Pensacola officials approved the event despite organized protest. A Drag Queen Christmas scheduled to take place at the Sanger on December 23rd. Theater management has confirmed that performers may be subjected to arrest if they violate obscenity laws.
Number two.
A proposed ordinance in Santa Rosa County to require conversion from septic tanks to sewer systems did not pass on Thursday with a vote of 3-2. State law stipulates that residents using septic tanks must apply for connection to sewage systems within 365 days once access is available. The proposed ordinance was consistent with this existing state regulation.
Number three.
Well, on Thursday, FHP and ICE conducted an immigration enforcement operation. Happened at Outer Spaces Landscaping, and that's over on East Cross Street. Several employees were arrested and detained during that raid. Pensacola Police Department spokesman Mike Wood confirmed PPD was not involved in the raid. However, one detective was present as an observer due to the location being within city limits.
Alrighty, since we're knocking on the door of 415 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour and afternoon. And this traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also on Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and Nine Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street is giving us some trouble as well. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much standing out. As for your weather, sitting at around 83 degrees, going to be a low of 64 tonight, and then this weekend is going to be beautiful. Saturday and Sunday, sunny, mostly clear, highs of around 83 for both days.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, you knew it was coming. The lifeguard tower is coming off Pensacola Beach after this weekend's activity, and you know it's going to be a full beach weekend over there with the forecast you just laid out, Austin. Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief Dave Greenwood.
We will have a skeleton crew, short staff working, you know, 7 days a week. We work Christmas and we work Thanksgiving, and, you know, we have lifeguards when available out here 7 days a week.
Okay, and lifeguards will remain at lower staffing levels. This will be taking place through March 2026 when they begin once again gearing up for next summer's beach season. During the off time, Greenwood says they're going to be running tryouts for next year's lifeguard crews.
All righty. And we also want to remind you that in just about 45 minutes, we are going to be closing this this week's final contest for tickets to Florida State Pittsburgh. That game getting underway tomorrow. It is an early kickoff, 11 a.m. our time, noon Eastern. To win these tickets, all you got to do is within the next 45 minutes, open the News Radio Pensacola app. Tap the app. And when you do that, the contest page is going to pop up, giving you an opportunity to enter. And once you do that, you will be randomly selected, or at least have a chance to be, at 5:15. I will announce the winner. So be sure to be tuning in if you enter that contest to see if you win those tickets.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
44 minutes and counting for that contest. Tap the app. Good luck. Play wisely. Hope you win them. Attorney General Pam Bondi spoke in Tampa, saying just days after Charlie Kirk's assassination, conservative political commentator Benny Johnson received death threats at his home. She says they've arrested a man named George Isbell, who's accused of making those threats.
We don't care if you're across the country in California. We will find you. We will arrest you. We will extradite you, and we will bring you to justice.
And a fire erupted on a part of the track of a closed roller coaster at Universal Orlando. The Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket caught fire on Friday morning, and fire crews were able to get it under control, luckily. The roller coaster closed back in August, and it's being demolished to make way for another attraction.
83-year-old U.S. Navy vet William Eugene Ray. He went missing while living in an assisted living facility down in Tampa. His family is looking for answers today after he was found dead in a walk-in freezer. Fox 13, they're down in Tampa. Reporter Kylie Jones reports from Trinity, Florida.
Kristen Spencer says her father started showing signs of dementia, although he was still physically active.
Mentally, the dementia, you know, it was just progressing.
In May, Gene's family made the difficult decision to move him into the Waverly Assisted Living and Memory Care in Trinity.
You see these little things that start to send up concerns.
Spencer installed a Ring camera in her dad's room to keep an eye on him when she couldn't be there.
The light was on and he was not in his room.
A staff member came in and told them they found Gene. Spencer says the Ring camera shows her dad get out of bed and leave his room at about 12:30 in the morning. We reached out to the Waverly. A spokesman said they've never experienced an incident of this nature.
Rick Scott wants China to be formally designated as an adversary. Senator Scott introduced a resolution yesterday condemning Chinese President Xi Jinping as an adversary that seeks to undermine and destroy the American way of life. He calls Xi a ruthless dictator who spies on our citizens, funnels deadly fentanyl into our nation to kill us and destroy the American economy.
Okay, Florida man is facing federal charges here today after a bizarre lottery ticket heist turned into a comedy of errors. You're going to like this one. Here's Ted Lindner.
Authorities say 43-year-old Justin Farley stole $7,000 worth of scratch-offs from a Circle K in St. Petersburg, only to return a few hours later to the same store to try and cash them in. When that failed, he made multiple attempts at both the Circle K and a nearby 7-Eleven. Eventually, Farley allegedly then pulled a replica gun on a 7-Eleven clerk, stealing $120 and a pack of cigarettes. He was arrested weeks later and questioned by police, allegedly confessing, telling officers that he simply needed money. He now faces a federal Hobbs Act charge for robbery affecting commerce. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
As the debate over property tax relief heats up in Tallahassee ahead of the 2026 session, a state representative from Hernando County has filed a bill that would guarantee a $1,000 per year rebate to homesteaded property owners over the next 5 years. Republican Jeff Holcomb says that he understands how cutting or eliminating property taxes can impact local governments. Democrat Fentress Driscoll of Tampa, meanwhile, says if lawmakers took away or lowered property taxes, many local governments might have to reduce public safety and first responder services. 419 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you. And of course, another quick check of your roads and weather right here on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Hardware has been serving the city's general contractors and tradesmen for 174 years. We very much appreciate our customers and are thankful to be one of the only brick-and-mortar businesses in downtown Pensacola to always offer plenty of free parking. We focus on the commercial construction trades and specialize in architectural and engineer-specified products. Whether you're an engineer, project manager, purchasing agent, or subcontractor, Pensacola Hardware is your best local source for construction supplies and exceptional product knowledge.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 29th to Pensacola Beach. Presented by IT Gulf Coast and Blue Angels AFSIA chapter, get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and emerging technology experts. The conference features a free career fair, prizes, and an amazing welcome reception on Pensacola Beach. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's one of your last couple of chances to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and watch the sunset as you enjoy your favorite bands. This week, the Knee Deep Band hits the stage. They're a high-energy variety show with something to please audiences of all ages. It's happening this Tuesday night at 7 at Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match,
plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. A new report offers clues about how Americans feel about the economy. Here's Lillian Wu.
The latest numbers on consumer sentiment in the U.S. show it remains somber but steady as the index hovers at levels typically seen during recessions. The first reading of the sentiment survey in October basically flat at 55, according to the University of Michigan. That drop was less than the expectation to 54.2. Numbers do show that Americans have soured on the prospect of finding new jobs, and they're still frustrated by persistent inflation, giving them little confidence the economy will improve soon. Consumer sentiment helped gauge how Americans feel about their own finances as well as the broader economy. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
424, News Radio 92.3. Not a pretty day on the market today. You know, stocks ending down. Laura Kantner was there and has the report.
A massive market sell-off on Wall Street Friday, following President Trump's warning of higher tariffs on Chinese goods in response to China's new restrictions imposed on rare earth mineral exports. The Dow finishing down 879 points, S&P 500 down 183, NASDAQ down 820. Bloomberg News is reporting that AstraZeneca is expected to announce a deal with President Trump to cut drug prices. Shares of Protagonist Therapeutics skyrocketing Friday. The Wall Street Journal reporting that Johnson & Johnson is in talks to acquire the biopharmaceutical company. They're already partnering up on developing an oral treatment for immune diseases, including plaque psoriasis and ulcerative colitis. Laura Kantor, Fox News.
425, News Radio 92.3. Well, the weather here is going to be great. Austin's in with that and also the traffic. But one thing, we're also going to get you up to speed about that eastern seaboard storm moving up this weekend. That's going to affect a lot of even some sporting events, professional games, some college games. We'll talk about that during the hour as well. But Austin's in now with traffic and weather.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Yeah, Chris, looking at the roads here, not too bad. Got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got some on 9 Mile traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. And maybe have a couple of busy intersections where Michigan Avenue meets Softley Field Road. That's the intersection with Mobile Highway. And also Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Outside of that, there's not much going on in Pensacola. We also have our usual afternoon traffic on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, 83 degrees, low of 64 tonight, beautiful weekend, and it's good. This beautiful weather is going to bleed into the next work week as well. Highs sitting at around low to mid 80s over the next several days. Sunny, mostly clear, no rainfall.
Okay, 426. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to mark Charleston, South Carolina as the point, as the southern point of this wave moving up the East Coast. Yeah, right. Parts of the eastern seaboard bracing for a volatile weekend of weather. It's going to be nasty if you're heading up that way. Be sure and take along the rain gear, that's for sure. Bain Froney, she's in Charleston this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Major flooding impacts in Charleston, South Carolina today and through the weekend. We're watching for a major high tides impacting road conditions. As with high tide, as it comes in, it usually comes up through their storm drain. So even if it's not raining, a lot of flooding can be happening throughout the entire city, especially into the downtown area. At this point, This high tide could potentially be the 18th highest tide on record in the city of Charleston. Now, it's not just today. This is also going to happen throughout the entire weekend. On top of this, also watching for that low pressure system sitting just off the coast, and that's going to be bringing gusty winds and more rain as well. We could see up to 2 to 3 inches for Charleston later on this weekend. For now, in South Carolina, Fox Weather meteorologist Bain Froney.
At least 19 people are missing after a blast at an explosive manufacturing plant in Tennessee. Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis has confirmed that there are fatalities, but was not ready yet to provide an exact number. The explosion happened this morning at Accurate Energetic Systems, located about 50 miles west of Nashville.
And we're going to get a report from Fox on that coming up this next half hour. Between the 4:30 and 5 o'clock hour, we've got a special report coming in. Just what, 19 people? I mean, this was a huge explosion in Tennessee, and we're covering it for you. Layoffs of federal workers have begun as the government shutdown approaches its third week. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Federal workers across the government are being notified of reductions in force. A spokesperson for the White House Budget Office says layoffs are substantial. The Trump administration has warned of layoffs if the government shutdown continued, a departure from previous shutdowns when federal workers were furloughed but brought back to work once a spending bill was passed. A group of unions representing federal workers is suing, asking a federal judge in San Francisco to block the firings, arguing the administration is improperly using the shutdown as the basis for layoffs. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The White House is taking issue with the Nobel Prize Committee for not choosing President Trump as the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. Trump had lobbied for the award, citing his record at ending conflicts. White House spokesman Stephen Chung posted on X that the Nobel Committee has proven that they are placing politics over peace.
A Turning Point USA chapter at Rutgers University demanding the firing of a professor. Here's Alex McAdams.
This teacher is still at the school. He's not gone yet. The Rutgers Turning Point chapter tells me they're not going anywhere either, calling for the university to cut ties with the assistant professor that they call Dr. Antifa, Mark Bray. He teaches history at Rutgers University. Turning Point demanding the school fire him because they believe he is a member of Antifa, which the White House declared a domestic terrorist organization. Bray tells the New York Times, I'm not a member, I just study it, but Turning Point tells me they don't buy it. He published the Antifa Anti-Fascist Handbook. In the book, he wrote himself that at least 50% of the proceeds were donated to the International Anti-Fascist Defense Fund.
Okay, protests continuing today outside of a Chicago area ICE facility as a federal judge temporarily blocks a National Guard deployment in Illinois. Garrett Teeny is in Broadview, Illinois on News Radio 92.3.
We got another big crowd of protesters here outside the ICE processing facility here in Broadview. And what they're doing is here is they are lining along this road where federal agents will go in and out of that facility. And this is where crowds have been blocking those cars up until about a week ago. State police are out here and they sent a message first thing this morning when they took down several protesters who ignored commands to stay out of the road. The Justice Department is appealing its case for deploying the National Guard to Chicago. So for now, the 200 Texas National Guard troops that are in Illinois are just on standby. In her ruling, Judge April Perry, a Biden appointee, said this case came down to credibility.
News Radio 92.3, it is that time of year, fall football and the 52nd annual National Shrimp Fest in Gulf Shores. Something's going on over there. Yeah, you're going to want to know about it. And we've got it for you. Sports coming up in five as well. Hope you're having a great day. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. First responders searching for people after a massive explosion at a Tennessee munitions plant about 60 miles southwest of Nashville.
An emotional Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis said they were still looking for 19 souls.
There are fatalities. Do I want to put a number to that?
He said it's one of the most devastating sights he's seen in his career. The explosion happened at Accurate Energetic Systems, which specializes in the creation of high-grade explosives for demolition. Davis says they don't yet know what caused this, but will be on site for several days.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. President Trump visiting Walter Reed Medical Center today for what the White House described as a yearly routine checkup. Fox's Jackie Heinrich.
The president is back at the White House from Walter Reed. He did not speak to reporters on his way out or on his way back in.
President Trump is traveling to Israel early next week following that ceasefire deal in Gaza. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Chumba Casino, your online casino for play spins and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over in terms of ChumbaCasino.com. We all know Ryan Kerkering should have thrown the ball to first, and even if he does, there's still no guarantee that the Phillies win the game to extend their season, but he'll be the scapegoat for the loss because of his awful mental blunder. But the majority of the blame for this series should be directed at Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber, and Bryce Harper, because in three losses to the Dodgers, that trio combined for only three hits and 15 strikeouts. I'm Zach Gelb.
Ready to kick off the fun? Chumba Casino is your go-to game plan. During halftime or overtime, from spinning slots to instant scratch-style cards, it's like running the perfect play. All from home. New players score a free welcome bonus and daily logins with a shot at some serious prizes every time you play. Get in the game and visit ChumbaCasino.com today. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants are backed by over 200 years of combined experience.
We've helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share.
With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs.
And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies to give your business an edge.
Let's make this a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station,
the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, or Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences.
Or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call today to get started. Call Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation?
Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola.
Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day.
Guy keeps you engaged and informed.
Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride.
Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m.
It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more.
On News Radio Pensacola.
The news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Drag queens will be featured during the upcoming holiday season in downtown Pensacola. On Thursday evening, Pensacola officials approved the event despite organized protests. A Drag Queen Christmas is scheduled to take place at the Sanger Theater on December 23rd. Theater management has confirmed that performers may be subject to arrest if they violate obscenity laws.
Number two.
Interesting situation in Santa Rosa County. A proposed ordinance in the county to require conversion from septic tanks to sewer systems did not pass on Thursday. Vote 3-2. State law stipulates that residents using septic tanks must apply for connection to sewage systems within 365 days once access is available. The proposed ordinance was consistent with the existing state regulation.
Number three.
On Thursday, FHP and ICE conducted an immigration enforcement operation at Outer Spaces Landscapes on East Cross Street. Several employees were arrested and detained during the raid. PPD spokesman Mike Wood confirmed PPD was not involved in the raid. However, one detective was present as an observer due to the location being within city limits.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, Santa Rosa commissioners on Thursday reviewed a study on proposed tolls for the Navarre Beach Bridge, which, think about this, first was introduced, the bridge was launched in 1960. You know what how much it cost for the toll in 1960 for the bridge?
I'll say a quarter.
You're right, 25 cents.
Oh, wow.
New rates, now this is the one that's going to hit you, the new rates might be $2 to $5.50.
Oh, come on.
Potentially raising $4.1 million annually to fund the bridge maintenance issue there. Santa Rosa County Commissioner Brad Baker.
The bridge is listed as functionally obsolete, but it is not in disrepair. So it does need some continued maintenance. Some fairly large ticket item maintenance. So that's kind of what started the discussion.
Well, the idea of the toll on Navarre, again, not a new concept. Been around for a while. Chris Phillips from Jacob Engineering talked about the study's findings.
So we looked at some tolling scenarios. Only looking at tolling in the southbound direction with a SunPass and toll by plate toll ranging from $2 to $5.50 depending on what the scenario is.
Ouch, is what I say. A lot of residents not happy about that.
Understandable. And two people were taken to the hospital after being involved in a crash on 9 Mile near the Navy Federal Campus on Thursday. Officials say a commercial truck ran a red light and caused the accident. 29-year-old woman and 30-year-old man were said to have minor injuries after the crash. The driver of the commercial truck was cited for running a red light.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Dodgers score their two runs in this win on a bases-loaded walk and an error by the pitcher with the bases loaded.
Wow, what an ending.
It ended that way, but what a pitch game by both teams, and the Dodgers ultimately will move on to the NLCS.
On TNT Sports, the reigning World Series champions are one series win away from returning to the Fall Classic. Dodgers beat the NL East champion Phillies in 11 innings, 2-1, to take the series in four games. This one ended in a way Phillies fans will feel for a long time. Human error cost the team the game, a glitch by relief pitcher Orion Kerkering.
And you just want to wrap your arms around Orion Kerkering. I mean, that is something that he will think about for a long, long time. He's a great young pitcher, and you hope he comes back and has a great, long career. He's a guy you're going to root for the rest of his career after that, but he just forgot how many outs. Jaquez breaks his bat. Kerkering got to find it. Throws to the plate. Oh, my goodness. He throws it away, and the Dodgers have won.
On TNT Sports, the Dodgers advance past the Phillies in 11 innings and await the winner of the Brewers-Cubs series. Game 4 in Chicago last night, the Cubbies stayed alive with a 6-0 shutout win, sent the series back to Milwaukee for tomorrow's deciding Game 5.
And the New York football Giants lead over the reigning Super Bowl champions 34-17.
On Prime Video, upset in the Garden State. Second loss in 5 days for the Eagles. Giants rookie quarterback Jackson Dart threw one touchdown and ran for another. Rookie running back Cam Scadaboo scored 3 TDs and rushed for 98 yards. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And there's three games on the college football schedule tonight. South Florida taking on North Texas in an American Conference matchup. A lot of people think that has some playoff implications as far as Group of Five representation in a Big Ten battle, Washington hosting Rutgers. And then last but not least, Fresno State will head to Fort Collins to take on Colorado State in the Mountain West.
Okay, in high school football, you know, Gulf Breeze is having a terrible year this year, and I say that respectfully.
Yeah.
They got beat last night by Milton 42-0. Something's. Mm-hmm. Don't they have a new coach over there, Gulf Breeze? Isn't it a first-year coach?
I would hope. Otherwise, I don't know how to explain what's going on over there.
Let me run down the schedule, a high school schedule for you this evening. Pace versus Tate. Yes, that is the ESPN 1330 Pensacola 99.1 FM game of the week.
Yeah.
Should be a good one. You see Austin's all proud of this one because he's on that broadcast crew.
I'm so hyped.
There you go. Tate is... got a pretty good team this year. Pace is good. Should be a battle, shouldn't it?
Absolutely, it should. Pace may have one, maybe two losses. I know Tate, it could be their only loss was to Milton, like 3-0. And there's no shame in that. So both of these teams, absolutely proven.
Okay, Jay, Northview, Pensacola High at Escambia. Let me tell you, back in the 60s, during the Jimmy Haynes coaching days at Pensacola High School, the Pensacola High Escambia game, people would absolutely start lining up to get into the stadium at 12 noon. It was that big a deal in this town. It was huge. They're playing tonight. Tigers going against the Gators. Pine Forest taking on Booker T. Washington. Pensacola Catholic at Walton. Panama City Bay at West Florida. Navarre at Crestview. The bye week this week. Central on the bye. And we'll play Vernon on October 17th. And let me just go ahead and throw in UWF in here. It's going to be a great game. Argo's taking on Showan tomorrow, 4 o'clock. It is the homecoming game, for goodness sakes.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be – are you going to – speaking of the alumni of UWF, you could be at that game?
No, I'm not, actually.
Jeez.
It's a shame, I know.
And I'll bet you don't pay alumni fees either, do you?
No, I don't. And lastly here, just very quickly, game 4 of the WNBA Finals set for tonight. Las Vegas Aces looking to win their third title in franchise history as they take on the Mercury in Phoenix. The Mercury will be without star Satou Sabally, who suffered a concussion in Game 3. Tip-off set for 7.
Here's today's health news.
If you're looking for cheaper prices for popular weight loss drugs, Lisa Brady has more for you.
This is House Call for Health. Two weight loss drugs so popular it's led to cost and availability concerns are about to be cheaper for some users. Costco members will be able to purchase Ozempic and Wegovy for half price. The price break stems from a new partnership between the retailer and the pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk, which manufactures the two drugs. Members can get a 4-week supply of the injectable pens through the Costco prescription program. The medications will cost $499 for Costco members who pay out of pocket, and a prescription is still required. Many insurance companies do not cover the medications. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Diet soda may not be any healthier for the liver than regular soda. New research looked at data from the UK and found that sugary drinks and those with artificial sweeteners are both linked to an elevated risk of liver disease. Those who drank a lot of soda saw a 50% higher risk of developing fatty liver disease. The findings presented this week at a gastroenterology conference in Berlin.
A nationwide organic spinach recall underway over possible harmful bacteria contamination. Carmen Roberts has the details on News Radio 92.3.
Minnesota-based Snowpack Foods is recalling two types of organic frozen spinach because they may be contaminated with Listeria, which can lead to serious illness. The FDA posted a notice saying the products are Snowpack's Delmar 35-pound bulk organic frozen spinach and its 10-ounce organic frozen cut spinach. The spinach was distributed nationwide through retail stores and distributors, although the company did not specify which stores carry it. Snowpack has suspended spinach production as it investigates the source of the problem. No illnesses have been reported. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Popeye would be upset to hear that story, I'm sure.
I know. How's he going to get those muscles, man?
You got it. 445 News Radio 92.3. Yep, you got it. Austin Price in with the traffic and weather together.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Do have some minor backups on Navarre Parkway near Highway 87, but it's not looking too bad at this point. Same can be said for I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, and the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. That was giving us some problems earlier, but it's looking pretty timid right now as well. As for your weather, 83 degrees, low of 64 this evening. Beautiful, sunny, mostly clear days coming up just throughout the entire weekend. weekend and into your next work week. No rainfall chances in the equation.
Boy, I tell you, a lot of the parts of the country would love to be able to say that, especially the southwest part of the U.S., the east coast of the U.S. Bring umbrellas and rain gear with you if you're in those areas. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean in with an explanation why it's happening.
Heavy rain across the southwest is going to be a big story into the weekend as tropical moisture from the remnants of Priscilla from the Pacific will stream northward and bring rain for several days over areas that are not used to this much water in such a short period of time. Meanwhile, coastal flooding, high surf, and dangerous rip currents will be the story for the southeast and the mid-Atlantic as an area of low pressure forms and moves up the coast through the weekend. Cooler temperatures for the eastern U.S. before another warm-up moves in on Friday. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
The Trump administration beginning the dreaded federal layoffs as the government remains shut down. Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
The OMB director is confirming that they have started the reduction in force here. Now, the spokesperson for OMB says that the reduction in force had begun and they are substantial. President Trump told me earlier this week that he had selected the programs that would be permanently eliminated. The president further addressed this at the cabinet meeting yesterday. Listen.
And we'll be making cuts that will be permanent. And we're only going to cut Democrat programs. I hate to tell you. I guess that makes sense. But we're only cutting Democrat programs.
We don't know which programs have been eliminated at this point, but a government shutdown allows the president to remove the funds for those programs, thus removing the workers attached to those programs. And the president has said for a long time that if Democrats would just vote to reopen the federal government through a clean continuing resolution, he wouldn't be able to lay off the workers.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Sam Altman-backed Campus has hired Meta's former artificial intelligence chief Jerome Pacenti as its technology head and also acquired his AI company for an undisclosed amount. The college startup aims to make education more accessible, and it's also backed by Peter Thiel's Founders Fund and former NBA star Shaquille O'Neal, among others. The Justice Department has secured an indictment against New York Attorney General Letitia James for bank fraud and making false statements to a financial institution following an investigation into mortgage fraud allegations. James denies any wrongdoing. Stocks sold off today on Wall Street, with the Dow losing close to 2%, the S&P 500 dropping 182 points, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ down 3.5%. Crude oil futures falling more than 5% above 58 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
448 News Radio 92.3, PepsiCo becomes the latest company to overhaul one of its brands. Carmen Roberts tells us what changes to expect and why.
PepsiCo announces the largest redesign for potato chip maker Lay's in its nearly 100-year history.
The consumer is telling us that they prefer products that taste great but have natural ingredients.
PepsiCo CEO Ramon LaGuarta tells Fox Business the company's removing artificial flavors and colors from snacks like Cheetos and Doritos in the U.S. by the end of the year and launching some with no colors.
That's why we call it naked. It will not have any colors.
Lay's will make its baked chips with olive oil and 50% less fat, while a new kettle-cooked variety will use avocado oil with 40% less fat. PepsiCo's also changing the chip packaging to reflect the sun and farm-grown potatoes. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
YouTube is offering creators who were banned from the platform a second chance with a new process. Previous rules led to a lifetime ban, but now the video sharing platform is rolling out a feature for previously terminated creators to apply for another channel. Under the new process, approved creators will start from scratch with no prior videos, subscribers, or monetization privileges carried over. The change follows a settlement last week with YouTube agreeing to pay $24.5 million to end a lawsuit involving the suspension of Trump's account after the January 6th riot.
Tesla may claim to make a safe car, but not necessarily a safe autonomous driver.
Ooh.
Evan Brown has the report.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is now investigating why Tesla's self-driving tech is making vehicles run red lights, among other things that would certainly get a human driver at least a ticket. So far, they've had more than 50 incident reports of autonomous cars using Tesla's full self-driving software, not just running red lights, but crossing into wrong lanes. Sometimes the car did stop at the red light, and never moved again once the light went green. The investigation comes as Tesla releases a major update to its full self-driving software. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All right, 4:51, News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on. Well, it was changes in attitude. Changes in uniforms. You thought I was going to say attitude, latitude, didn't you? Thought I was going to get into a Jimmy Buffett song there. But now there's been a change in jobs. I'm coming to it. A coffee giant is cutting employees. Do you venture any guess who it is? Here's Lillian Wu.
Starbucks is laying off nearly 1,000 workers in the Seattle area starting December 5th, according to the Washington State Employment Security Department. This comes less than a week after Starbucks publicly disclosed it'd be laying off 338 workers in various locations across Washington state. The layoffs are labeled as a closure, but the recent separations were unspecified. It's not known if these layoffs will affect Starbucks corporate or in-store employees. A worker adjustment and retraining notification is required by companies to give 60 days notice before planned mass layoffs. Starbucks submitted that October 9th. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
4:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return in just a couple minutes, we'll get one final check of the roads and weather for you, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Blackley throws it up near sideline towards the end zone. Picked off!
Yeah!
Four-man rush. Mendoza stepping up. He goes down.
House call. Touchdown Florida State. Touchdown FSU.
Start your college football day this Saturday with the Florida State Seminoles and the Pitt Panthers in a key ACC matchup on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU welcomes the Pitt Panthers Saturday. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. on News Radio 92.3.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games?
Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app.
Tap that app
to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Okay, heads up, Pensacola. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Friday afternoon. Feeling pretty good. Tap the app. 5 minutes and counting. You could win tickets to Saturday's FSU Pitt game over at Doak Campbell. Kickoff 11 a.m. All you have to do is access the News Radio app. Registration page will pop up on you. Fill it out. Submit it. Austin picks the winner this afternoon at 5:15. The deadline is right at 5 o'clock, straight up. So, as we say, you've been warned.
Yeah. Play wisely. Good luck.
Okay, Austin is in with the traffic and weather this afternoon.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by AutoZone. Free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone with AutoZone. Let's look at what we got here on the roads. Luckily, not too much going on from what I can see. Do have some backups kind of starting to ramp back up at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Also have some still on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And we got some in a couple of spots on Highway 90. If you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard or traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, 83 degrees, low of 64 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear for your weekend and bleeding into your next work week. Highs will creep up over the next few days, but for Saturday and Sunday, only sitting at around 83.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, as the government shutdown continues, Atlanta's annual air show will miss a key performance element. Yeah, the Thunderbirds are going to be absent from that show. Here's the latest from Peachtree City, Georgia.
The skies over Falcon Field will be much quieter at this year's Atlanta Air Show in Peachtree City. Due to the government shutdown, the Air Force Thunderbirds had to stay home, along with all other military planes. The stage is already set for the show, and older warplanes have been flying in and taking their positions. Organizers still plan to wow aviation enthusiasts, young and old. But the AirDot Show Tour knows it won't be the same, so they have plans to make it up to people next year. This weekend, the gates at Falcon Field will open Saturday at 9 a.m., and the performances are expected to start at noon.
Earlier this hour, we mentioned the conservative advocacy group Turning Point USA. Well, they've announced that they are going to have an all-American halftime show. It'll run opposite the NFL's Super Bowl 60 halftime show at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. Bad Bunny is the Super Bowl halftime big-name performer. Turning Point USA, which was founded by conservative activist Charlie Kirk, describes their event as one that celebrates faith, family, and freedom.
Oh, I got to ask this guy, Bad Bunny, does he wear a bunny suit or something? Is this...
I don't listen to his music, but I know enough about him to say no.
Okay, there is one piece of information I want to pass along. It seems like, Austin, every single day we have to tell you about a great musician, artist, or something like that passing away.
Yeah, it's sad.
I got another one for you. John Lodge, singer, bassist of the Moody Blues, he has died at 82. Here's Michelle Pollino.
John Lodge, the longtime singer and bassist for the British rock band the Moody Blues, has died at 82. In a statement, his family said that Lodge died suddenly and unexpectedly. They continued saying he peacefully slipped away, surrounded by his loved ones and the sounds of the Everly Brothers and Buddy Holly. Born in Birmingham, England, Lodge joined the Moody Blues in 1966, 2 years after its formation. He and Justin Hayward helped shape the band's distinct sound that blended rock, classical, and psychedelic influences.
Nights in white satin.
Lodge appeared on some of the band's most iconic albums, including 1967's Days of Future Past, widely considered one of rock's first concept albums. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
You betcha. A piece of American history up for sale. You're going to like this. Joe Morgan has the details.
Muhammad Ali's unsigned draft card heads to auction today. The Vietnam-era military draft card, which Ali was supposed to sign in 1967 but refused to do, is estimated to sell for between $3 and $5 million, according to Christie's Auction House. Ali was convicted of draft evasion, banned from boxing, and stripped of his heavyweight boxing title for refusing induction into the U.S. Army. 3 years later, Ali was allowed to resume boxing, and the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the conviction on an 8-0 vote in 1971. The three-time heavyweight champion died in 2016 at the age of 74 after a long battle with Parkinson's disease. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Here's something to take in. 17th annual Pensacola Beach Songwriters Fest underway, but not for long. Ends on Sunday. 144 national and local songwriters have been in town. Great music. It's your opportunity. Don't miss it. Most of the shows, by the way, are free. Coming up in about 12, we'll have some more information on News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.